This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in today, this hour, next hour as well, for Maggie. Have on the broadcast a great friend of mine, lifelong professional friend and professional colleague, personal friend of mine. His name is John Vaudrey, the former U.S. attorney in the Western District of Wisconsin, assistant U.S. attorney for many, many years, an expert in many areas, including trials of criminal cases, civil cases. He is an expert on federal and state evidence issues, does a huge amount of teaching, truly teaching and educating the next generations of lawyers. That has been his commitment, in addition, of course, to promoting the rule of law throughout his entire career. And he's doing that now with a group called Keep Our Republic. John, again, thanks so much for joining Jacob and me and all of our listeners here on Civic Media. We talked about the extent to which this notion that somehow our elections in Wisconsin across the nation are somehow compromised, just no support for that, not only in terms of the findings, as you indicated in our previous segment, but also practically, as this happens, it's just not a part of not only what you have found, but everybody has found out there. I wonder if you can tell us now, based upon your affiliation with CORE, Keep Our Republic. All right, we know these things. We know that there is, again, this attempt by the president to suggest once again the elections. What do we do about that? And what is CORE doing? What can listeners do through you, through CORE, to address this? What is the kind of activity that they can engage in to push back on this absolutely absurd notion?
I think first and foremost, I would ask everybody to engage in critical thinking. By that, I mean, when somebody says, oh my gosh, you know, there was massive fraud, you say, well, show me the evidence. Show me a report. If you say, it's all fraud because non-citizens are voting, then again, think about it.
Right.
Are there studies that show that? All those things. So critical thinking. For Keep Our Republic's part, we are just continuing to do media appearances like this. We're continuing to do events where we just talk about our elections. The other thing I would ask listeners, if you really want to be engaged in the process, talk to your clerks. Mm. If you think there's problems
yes.
out there and you don't understand it, call your county clerk, call your town clerk, go down there and talk to them. One of the things we did with Keep Our Republic, it was really very well received. I did with Anthony from Keep Our Republic. We did media training for close to 500 of the Wisconsin clerks. We did it face to face. We did it online. These are nice men and women who never envisioned that they would be on the front line of media. They
right.
just were going to count ballots and they're going to get the bills paid and all that stuff.
Public servants, so, right? Doing this important task and doing
right.
it well and expertise brought to all this work.
But they understand now that part of their job is to explain what they do. So I do think, I would encourage people to talk to your clerks, see what is going on, see how it works. If you want to watch the elections, become an observer, volunteer. So I think being active, but it all starts for me with asking people to be critical thinkers and to go, really, you say there's fraud? Well, let's think about that. How do you prove that?
Right.
And you know, Jim, one thing it occurred to me, and the numbers to me just amazing. So you and I were there were 93 U.S. attorneys.
Yes.
Maine to Cornwall. There are 50 attorneys general, different parties, Republicans, Democrats, all across the country. In each of those states, there are thousands of district attorneys, like
right.
Milwaukee County, everywhere. And if there's all this massive fraud,
right.
does it mean that all those thousands of people I just talked about are all in on it?
Right.
Because if there was that fraud, I got to believe that one of those 93 U.S. attorneys, one of those 50
right.
attorneys general, one of those 100,000 district attorneys, somebody's going to start bringing cases.
Right. Somebody somewhere would have said, wait a minute, I'm going to blow this all open into the public, right? And it simply
sure.
hasn't happened, right? The conspiracy
nope.
can't be that broad and that deep, right? Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
John, let me ask you in our remaining time here, what we want to get in touch with you. People want to reach out to CORE. How do they do that? How do they get in touch with you and CORE? They want to have you come to their community and be a part of what they're doing locally.
I would just go to, since I can't remember the website, go to Google or go to whatever server use, type in Keep Our Republic, three words. Everybody should know it comes from what Ben Franklin said when he came out of the Constitutional Convention. Supposedly they said, well, what have we got? And he said, we've got a republic if we can keep it.
Right.
And we all kind of laugh about that. We don't laugh anymore. So you go online, you find Keep Our Republic. There's you know, ways to reach out, media. And this is the way this comes up. The folks who run sort of that part of Keep Our Republic, they'll contact me and they say, can you go here? Can you do this? Can you go on the radio? Can you go write something? So basically find Keep Our Republic on your web browser and then reach out to them. If you think, you know something, our community needs this. They need somebody to come and just run a couple hour event where the clerk is there, the election administrators are there, and we talk about how these ballots are counted and how the process works.
That's outstanding. And John, I appreciate so much that offer to be a part of the solution, pushing back on, frankly, this absurd notion that somehow we need to visit this, coming from our president, from the Department of Justice. Great work, obviously, being done by CORE in doing just that, keeping us focused on that critical thinking you're talking about. That, everybody, that's my friend, that's my colleague, that's this advocate for democracy and doing things right, the rule of law. His name is John Vaudrey, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the broadcast stations of Pacific Media. John, thank you so much for joining me. Best wishes to you, my friend. We're coming back right after this break to talk more about Supreme Court cases and other things related to the rule of law here in Wisconsin and throughout our nation. Stay with us for just that.